This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, final segment I'm doing live here, but in 1 hour, Owen Schroyer is going to have all the clips, all the breaking news in 1 hour, 3 p.m. Central, Infowars.com/show. I just killed the link. The crew's not bad. But it was just kind of like, oh, major breaking news, January 6th. No. Feds delivered and feds found pipe bomb. January 6th, narrative destroyed. January 6th, blown wide open. I'm going to repost it. I killed it. I'm going to repost it because this is bombshell stuff, and we have to come to the level of what's breaking. We have to come to the level of what's happening. All right, Chase Geiser is following a bunch of reports at Real Alex Jones on X and at Infowars.com, and we're going to be covering it all as it unfolds. We've got new articles on Infowars.com. AI Grok thinks Taylor Swift's Biden support is a psyop, so the AI of X was asked, who is Taylor Swift? She is a CIA operative, says the AI. That is big. That's a Kellen McBreen article. We're going to be covering that. I'll shoot special reports on that. Watch. Devastating footage captures illegals from all over the globe invading the U.S. You want to see all this stuff we're getting at the border. Is an election year. East Palestine residents scorch Biden for a planned visit to toxic train derailment site. Watch. Thomas Massie confirms person who found pipe bomb in D.C. on January 6th is current U.S. Capitol Police officer. Shock video. Mob of illegals beat up New York police officers. We are covering it all now. War correspondents in the battle for the Republic. But the footage we've got and the information on the pipe bombers and all of it is over the top, devastating information, and we're going to be covering it all live today and tomorrow. We're still on air. We weren't supposed to be on air now, but thanks to you, we are. So take the live feeds and take the clips and take the articles and share them on your text messages, your email. Share them everywhere. That's how you overpower Google and the New World Order and the Democratic Party and George Soros. You don't know the power you have. Millions of you listening right now, if you get excited, if you get aggressive, it's game over. Here's the report.
This is Chase Geiser reporting for InfoWars. From Eagle Pass. Now, we are in the park, Shelby Park. A major was just kind enough to give us a tour, answer our questions. Obviously, the military and guard are not allowed to be on camera doing formal interviews at this time, but we were able to get a whole bunch of really interesting information about what's going on here. Now, apparently the crossings here, specifically in Eagle Pass, have plummeted since they've made some of the changes, putting in this wire, which you'll see behind me, as well as just the seasonal sort of nature about the way these crossings happen. But they did notify us that this morning they pulled an unconscious little girl out of the water. She did survive. She was unconscious. But it's just sort of tragic to hear these stories about this desperation because the federal government has really failed to secure our border. So in the hope of coming over and being sort of distributed across the United States, we're seeing some very dangerous and desperate acts that are just sort of shocking, especially as someone who's a father. Now, one thing you will notice that we've seen is sort of a motif throughout the course of this trip, this visit to Eagle Pass, is the clothes. Now, I confirmed with a member of the guard here that our theory about these clothes from these reports is correct. What they do is they keep dry clothes in trash bags. They swim across the Rio Grande. And then they change out of their wet clothes into the dry clothes and leave their wet clothes behind. So you see children's shoes, you'll see socks, all sorts of toiletries, other clothes. And, of course, just across the river, right behind me, you'll see that that is Mexico. So we are going to be reporting consistently throughout the week on updates for the convoy and what's going on at the border. But obviously there's a lot of holes, there's a lot of problems, there's a lot of showmanship going on, and ultimately it seems to be very dangerous to the lives of both people within our country who are vulnerable to this mass migration and the terrorists that could be coming into the country, but it's also just tragic for the people who have been given this hope by the Biden administration that they can just come here and start a new life when that really isn't the case, isn't supposed to be the case, and we see people risking their lives as a result of that bad leadership from the United States government. Make sure you visit Infowars.com/show or InfowarsStore.com to be the reason that we are still on the air. You can follow me on X at Real Chase Geyser or Alex Jones at Real Alex Jones and, of course, at Infowars on X. Stick with us, folks. More coming.
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
It is InfoWars. I am Jason Burmes. And I got to tell you, folks, I had a whole other intro planned as to what I was going to talk about until I just got a text message about 30 seconds before this. And it was from a buddy of mine, and he just welcomed a new baby boy into his life. And I got to tell you, it just brought a smile to my face. And it made me think of this idea of team humanity and what it is to be human. And how there are so many aspects trying to take that away from us. And that is really what I'm going to be focusing on. So I want to lead with this story, but this really isn't going to be about human brain interfaces or Elon Musk per se. But I think this is a good starting point that the FDA-approved Neuralink, which is going to be for commercial use, has now been publicly implanted into a human brain. Now, there's a lot of significance to this. However, if you've been following my work, these interfaces, although in varying degrees, some of them that do not work until they're connected to other devices, but over 200,000 by 2018 had been put into human beings, according to former chief scientist of NASA, Dennis Bushnell. I played the clip dozens, if not hundreds of times. It's out there. Okay. This is now the commercialization aspect of this. And you have to understand this is going to be going data up and data down. Now, when I look at the applications that they're selling these human brain interfaces for, they're usually health related. And they're not shy about talking about mental health in particular. And if you're like me, and you're scrolling through a YouTube or you're scrolling through the television, however rare it may be, you can't get away from advertisements like BetterHelp.com. And a lot of this is being further automated, becoming artificial intelligence, almost another aspect, but really integrated into this. But what is the push for? Mental health and more mental health drugs. And that's why this story that was brought to my attention via a friend of mine, Riss Flex, and I had no idea about it, is extremely important. Kendra Wilkinson breaks silence on her crippling mental health battle. I was dying of depression. And for those that don't know who Kendra is, Kendra is one of these former Playboy playmates who was married to Hugh Hefner, part of that reality TV era where everything was reality TV, and Hefner had a slew of wives in his twilight, and she was one of the featured playmates. Now, what's really interesting about this article is the coordination across the mainstream media to promote this and start talking about this mental health, but how it's getting better. Well, what's it getting better because? Abilify. Now, Abilify is actually a drug that when I worked at this network all the way back in 2008 and 9, I was talking about. And we're going to be playing a commercial from 14 years ago to illustrate the absurdity of this drug and how the culture's only gotten worse in really a decade and a half. Okay? Because Abilify is a SSRI drug, a depression drug, for when your antidepressants aren't working. So instead of saying, hey, I need to get off these antidepressants, let's add more. Now, if you see the important safety information here, that's something we're going to get to in a moment. The reason I bring this up in regards to human brain interfaces and really the Internet of Bodies is because this drug has the MySight system in it. Well, what's that? Digital technology meets medicine in a smart pill. Okay? So you have the pill. You have the patch. Okay? You have an app. There's a Bluetooth component, and it has a conversation. And then you have what? Compliance. All right? And who wants compliance? Well, Albert Bourla, back in 2018 at the World Economic Forum, was asked what appears to be a staged question before these drugs were on the market and just getting that FDA approval. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll let him speak for himself. But at the end of the day, what is this about? Compliance. And we'll get into the aspects of that in just a moment.
I have a question about patient engagement, and you had touched on this before. All of these advances are amazing. But even if you make the greatest drug or the greatest wearable, there's no guarantee that the patient is going to take the drug or wear the device. So how are you thinking about technology to engage the patient?
Yeah. Again, maybe I will use an example. I think it's fascinating what's happening in this field right now. I mean, FDA approved the first electronic pill, if I can call it like that. So it is basically biological chip, but it is in the tablet, and once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, compliance, the insurance companies to know that the medicines that patients should take, they do.
The medicines patients should take, they do. Now, I remember a time not so long ago, Mr. Bourla and a lot of other people said the entire global population should take this safe and effective mRNA or vector-based DARPA-driven product. Okay? Now, when you have these applications out there, the argument is always, well, they need to take their medication. And you could make the argument for a dementia patient, for instance, that needs to take their heart medication or their insulin, that you would want that compliance. But it is extremely frightening to me that this, in fact, is the drug that they're pushing this with. Now, take a good look at all of this important safety information. Think about what it says right here in big, bold letters, everybody. Warning, suicidal thoughts and behaviors. Now, they're telling you you might have behavioral suicide from these pills, which are pills on top of pills, which we're going to get into in a moment. But there's a large biometric market for all of this. All right. These are now services, which we're going to get into a little bit later. And I'm going to talk about how this gets into the economy, Internet of Bodies, all of it. Okay. But first, I want to play this old school Abilify commercial. Now, back in the day before mental health was a total fad and everybody had some kind of mental illness and, you know, you needed these days where you couldn't come into work because you need a mental health day, all that. They went after women a lot. Women were mostly the target. That's changed again over a decade and a half. But let's watch this commercial. This is on Abilify.
I'm taking an antidepressant, but it feels like I need some more help.
Approximately 2 out of 3 people being treated for depression still have unresolved symptoms. If your antidepressant alone isn't enough, talk to your doctor. One option he may consider is adding Abilify. Abilify is approved to treat...
So just take a look here, all right? That include, this isn't even the full list 14 years ago. Imagine the list now. Oh, you're on Lexapro, Zoloft, Prozac, FXR, I don't even know what that is, Paxil. Hey, don't worry. That's not working. We've got some Abilify for you. Now, before we play the rest of this horrific commercial, I want to point this out. This is 14 years ago. Okay? There have been more than 2,800 lawsuits via Abilify. All right? There's, again, you look at this drug, and it boggles your mind that not only is it still on the market, okay, but now it's being produced in a manner where you will comply. You will take this drug. Okay? Let's go back to this commercial.
Depression in adults when added to an antidepressant. Learn more about Abilify. Call your doctor if your depression worsens or you have unusual changes in mood.
So in other words, again, when they tell you about the suicidal thoughts and behavior or your depression worsening, it's right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On psychotropic drugs, okay? And this one again, now we're targeting, I'm just going to say, very weak men as well. And that's not to go after men that have had mental problems, et cetera. But you look at these commercials and you look at how they're targeting, that's what's happening. So we're going to go to the Ingrezza commercial. Again, don't get off the psychotropic drugs because you're having involuntary movements. Take this drug that also may cause involuntary movements. You can't make this stuff up. Here we go.
My mental health was much better. I struggled with uncontrollable movements called TD, tardive dyskinesia. TD can be caused by some mental health meds.
And it's unlikely to improve without treatment. I felt like my movements were in the spotlight.
Ingrezza is a prescription medicine to treat adults with TD movements. Ingrezza is different. It's the simple, once-daily treatment proven to reduce TD that's number one prescribed. People taking Ingrezza can stay on their current dose of most mental health meds. Ingrezza 80 milligram is proven to reduce TD movements in 7 out of 10 people. Don't take Ingrezza if you're allergic to any of its ingredients. Ingrezza may cause serious side effects, including sleepiness. Don't drive, operate heavy machinery, or do other dangerous activities until you know how Ingrezza affects you. Other serious side effects include potential heart rhythm problems and abnormal movements.
It's nice.
You see how they threw that in there? Oh, yeah, and abnormal movements. I thought that Ingrezza was helping 7 out of 10 people with their movements, but now it's causing them as well. And look, I mean, look, guys, I'm not the most macho man out there, but this is the crap they're constantly selling us. And they're even rubbing our noses in it by putting weak men like Bill Gates out in the forefront for this agenda. Okay, but on the other end, you know, they are trying to make a lot of this stuff sexy. So what is the Internet of Bodies, really? Well, RAND Corporation, okay, actually did what I would say was a pretty fair and honest 4-minute piece back in 2020. I'm not sure if it was pre-pandemic. It was right around the time it was kind of breaking out there. But they also have a whole page on it. They have white papers all over. And those that don't understand what RAND is, it's not only one of these think tanks, but it really does work hand in hand with our Defense Department and those apparatuses around it. And once again, you talk again, weak men. I don't know if this is a weak man, if this is a woman. It's that androgynous push. And you can see the wearable health trackers, the attention monitors, the brain-computer interfaces, wearable neuro devices, etc., all here, cochlear devices, all part of this Internet of Bodies. So I'm going to play right now this RAND piece. It's about 4 minutes long. I'm probably going to lightly interrupt this one because it really does lay out quite a bit of reality. It sells it a bit. You know, they give you all the positives, but at the same time, it does give you dire warnings as to how this technology is already in play and how there is no regulation surrounding it. So this is the RAND Corporation Internet of Bodies clip.
In the 20th century, wireless technology integrated with the human body was nothing more than science fiction. But today, Wi-Fi connected devices like heart rate monitors and sleep trackers have become common parts of American life. How has bionic technology evolved so quickly from science fiction to reality? And what could this Internet of Bodies mean need for our lives moving forward. RAND researchers are studying this phenomenon and what consumers and policymakers need to know as we veer into uncharted territory.
The Internet of Bodies, or IOB, is actually an ecosystem. It's a bunch of devices that are connected to the Internet that contain software and that either collect personal health data about you or can alter the body's function. We think of the Internet of Bodies as this collection of all these devices as well as all the data that the devices are gathering about you. And in healthcare, it's Internet of Bodies has been around for quite a while. With the advent of the Internet, it makes a lot of sense to connect your pacemaker to the Internet so that your doctor can be automatically notified if something weird happens, if there's an anomaly. It's natural in a lot of ways to want to understand more about your body, how it functions, how well it's doing.
IOB devices could revolutionize healthcare. Unprecedented amounts of personal health data could inform treatment plans that are completely tailored to a patient's needs.
There are pills now that have an electronic sensor that let a healthcare provider know whether you have taken the medication. Other things like precision medicine. So precision medicine is the idea of creating pharmaceuticals or treatment like specifically for your body, for your personalized treatment. And I think IOB could really help with that because nowadays a lot of healthcare is based more on, you know, average reactions. Whereas with data from IOB devices, you might be able to really more precisely treat a certain disease.
Now, there are two things there that I want to stop this. Okay, we've got a few minutes until the break. Think about this. Number one, you've got the compliance pills, and they're pushing that via mental health drugs that are more than questionable. You know, I heard Alex Jones talking about this latest weird beheading thing. I haven't seen anybody ask what this 32-year-old was on. You know, when you look at the family situation, there were two other adult children that were older than he was. Okay, living at the parents' home when this happened. He'd recently lost his job because he kicked in a door in an office environment and I assume had mental health issues for some time. I'm just saying, parents that have three adult children on the verge of 40 living with them sound like the type of parents that might have put their kids on psychotropic medication. Call me a kook. Call me a conspiracy theorist. Those are the type of drugs they want compliance on. Hate and lie shots are the type of drugs they want compliance on. Now, bring it further. With the monitoring of your biology as much as possible with these devices, they tell you what? That they can have specialized medicines. Now, this is an enslave, empower scenario. It's like any technology. The problem is the haves, which are very few at this point in the predator class, will be able to utilize this technology for their benefit while what? They try to oppress us further. When we come back, we're going to finish up that video. We're going to really go over some of the other vulnerabilities with the Internet of Body Systems. We're going to be moving into biometrics and also the financial system because, guys, it's all integrated. But before we do that, I want to encourage everybody out there to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get some of the great products out there. Hey, I'm a supplement guy. I'm still not in the best shape of my life, believe me, but nitric oxide, that's every day in the morning. D3, every day in the morning. Vitamin C, he's been talking about the methylfolate, another supplement I take. NAD+, all these things you can get over at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've already got the supplements, support the broadcast by buying the video game on Steam. You know, having a go of it with your kids, having a laugh while you fight the New World Order, or get one of the two great books that Alex Jones has, signed or unsigned, and help support the InfoWar. When we come back, we're going to continue with the Internet of Bodies. We're also going to talk about AI, WorldCoin, and more. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll see you after this.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
And we are back, fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. And before we get back to this Rand Corporation Internet of Bodies clip, I want you just to imagine a world in which, I don't know, an authoritarian government through maybe an agency like Homeland Security started deeming some of these domestic extremists such a threat that they'd have to take a mental health evaluation. And then through some type of a show trial process, they were forced to be put on psychotropic drugs. And now we have that compliance mechanism, and you have mandatory mind control. How far away from that are we? And now we're talking about a slew of different issues. Because at the end of the day, even the World Health Organization, okay, they'll tell you this is about health for peace and peace for health. And they're not just done with you and your health. No, it's the health of the world. All right. This was their little 75th anniversary mascot. And you'll notice all the nice little green symbols like a bicycle and the recycling. Oh, but don't worry. When you go over to the other one where it's running around health for all, they've got the nice little shoddy shots in there for you as well. And they've got the heart rate monitors. Because at the end of the day, this is about everything. This is about total control over you, your body, and the planet. So let's go back to this Rand Corporation piece where it's going to start getting into some of the open exploitations of this technology with these pills and more.
But the Internet of Bodies won't be a cure-all. In fact, the largely unregulated market poses risks to the uniquely sensitive data these devices collect.
First of all, there's the cyber risk of an actor potentially hacking into the system, whatever it might be. There's the privacy risk of all this data that's being collected, and the regulations about that data are really murky at the moment, and so there's not a lot of clarity into who owns the data, what happens to it, who it gets sold to, how it's being used. And there's even potentially national security and global security risks.
A few examples of these risks have already played out in real life. For instance, in 2018, highly sensitive information about U.S. military activity and base locations was inadvertently revealed by soldiers' fitness trackers. So this is a pivotal moment. What can we do to make sure we reap the potential benefits of the Internet of Bodies without risking our privacy, security, and personal autonomy?
Impossible.
Consumers should be wary of IOB devices because as it's becoming more and more popular, all of this intimate data is being collected, arguably more intimate data than we've ever really recorded before. There's no clarity on what is being done with that data. You know, with an old mechanical pacemaker, there's no data that was being collected and stored, and you know, you could look at a history of someone's heart rhythms. Because policy tends to lag behind innovative technologies like this, it's probably up to the consumers and to the healthcare patients to really be aware of the devices that they're using and what is happening to their data, and to know what the regulations are in their particular state, because it does vary so much state by state. Even if you think you're not interesting or that nothing will happen with your data, there are a lot of unknowns that I think we need to be careful about.
And that's pretty honest, especially for something like the Rand Corporation. But you'll get this kind of honesty even over at Davos, right? When you talk to some of these Facebook executives and they talk about cookies and trackers and how we all click yes, and it's a big joke to them as we don't all click yes. Now, I want to take it to the next level. You heard what these people said about compliance. We know how they feel about health of you and the planet. Now, with that planet as a guise, I've done a lot of work on geoengineering, solar radiation management, prolonged jet contrails, aka chemtrails, and anybody who doesn't think that this program has been going on in the United States for now decades is clearly in denial. Still not openly admitted as a broad program, but many of the experimentations are right there out in the open. And hey, trust your eye sockets once in a while. The reason I bring that up is because I'm going to play this clip. I believe this is from a TEDx talk. Now, this person begins by talking about geoengineering the planet and really starts talking about things that have already been largely done, okay, in the context that we should do them. But then he wants to take it next level and say what? We need to genetically engineer the human race, okay? Transhumanism 101. Let's play that clip right now. Human engineering.
Climate change is one of the biggest problems that we face today. Millions could suffer hunger, diseases, coastal flooding as a result of climate change. We may be beyond the point of no return. Scientists believe that we have no choice but to consider geoengineering. This is large-scale manipulation of the Earth, such as spraying sulfate aerosols into the ozone layer in order to increase the reflectivity of the planet. But geoengineering is very, very risky. We have never attempted these technologies on such a large scale. So we could end up...
And again, they act like they haven't done it, but they're going to do it for the most benevolent of reasons. Meanwhile, God knows what they're spraying. They got caught. When I say they, our government, the United States government, got caught spraying cadmium sulfite. All right, radioactive cadmium sulfate on large U.S. populations from planes, and they even dumped it from the ground under cars in urban areas, okay, on innocent Americans. So, yeah, we could talk about the sulfates and the salt and the barium and the aluminum, but we don't know what they're putting in there. Let's start there.
Of destroying the entire ozone layer. I want to consider a class of solutions that have never been considered before.
Also not true. You know, he's talking about this in the 2020s, and NASA put it on paper. I've done shows here on this network with Bushnell and others talking about what? Genetically modifying the human species. And that's what this guy's going to advocate for right now. On behalf of climate change, everybody.
Human engineering. It involves the biomedical modification of human beings. I'll give four examples. Here's one. 18% of greenhouse gas emissions come from livestock farming. So if we eat less meat, we could significantly reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. Now, some people would be willing to eat less meat, but they lack the willpower. Human engineering could help. Just as some people are naturally intolerant to milk or crayfish, like myself, we could artificially induce mild intolerance to meat.
Another weak man. I'm sorry for everybody out there that might have a shellfish or a dairy allergy. Another weak man advocating what? To make the species weaker.
By stimulating our immune system against common bovine proteins. And in this way, we can create an aversion to eating eco-unfriendly food. And we can do this, for example, by having meat patches, kind of like nicotine patches. People can then wear these patches before they go out for dinner to curb their enthusiasm.
Great show, horrible idea. Who's pushing patches? At Davos, who's that guy? Oh, Bill Gates! Bill Gates is pushing patches! And we're going to have a little Gates for you on the flip side of this break. InfoWarsStore.com. Get the supplements, get the books, get the video games. We'll be back with the final segment of the fourth hour after this.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
It's 40 love here in the third set.
Bell, she's coming off the bench hot, looking for a quick knockdown, but wait, she's driving to the hoop. Oh, down goes the champ.
Now that's another double fault. She'll be shooting too. The serve is up, and here comes the left hook. She's bundled her home and auto insurance with Progressive. Swish, ace, savings, TKO.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. So to recap what we've been talking about is that we've got drugs, SSRI drugs, that are now part of the Internet of Bodies, that are part of that compliance program. And this is the type of thing that's being pushed. Meanwhile, the same people pushing this type of medication, Borla, Gates, and others, they're big time on that climate change kick. And it's not just geoengineering, it's bioengineering. And one of the other great ways to get at the, I don't know, population's biology is to control what they eat, again, on behalf of climate change. So this is an oldie but a goodie, but this is Bill Gates talking about how bad cows and cow farts are. I mean, it's a great thing that he's bought up all that farmland. It's a great thing that years and years ago he was invested in Monsanto, which is also partnered with Bayer. These are all good things that Bill Gates is in charge of our food and medicine, because as he'll tell us, the cow farts are bad.
One crucial part is agriculture, and one thing you said you were particularly surprised by was how great a problem bovine flatulence is. Do you want to explain what that is and why it's a problem?
Yeah, so the animals that can eat grass have very unusual stomachs that have these bacteria that are methanogenic in there. And so they leak natural gas, both out the front and the back. And so people have said, well, let's change the hay or throw some things in there. And it's been, nobody knows how to get rid of
how to get cows to stop farting.
Exactly. Our burping. And
it's a big joke. I guess we just can't have delicious steak and hamburger anymore. I guess baby back ribs are off the table because Bill Gates said so.
But there is artificial meat, but that's at a very early stage. But that's another big source of greenhouse gas emissions. So, you know, I'm just trying to make sure that the people who acknowledge the problem, which I think is fantastic, that they understand the breadth of innovation.
You can't, I mean, it's a parody. Fantastic. The breadth of innovation while he talks about cow farts and slyly promotes his printed food. So again, they love you so much. They want to mandate hate and lie shots, psychotropic drugs, take away, I don't know, a source of sustenance since man has been around. Sustenance, again, leather. I mean, they want to take away everything. They want to take away not only our culture, but what it means to actually be human. And one of the ways they do that is also to make us dependent on them financially. Okay? So, actually, I covered this story today on my show. I'm just going to briefly go over it. But listen, I think crypto in some cases can be great. In other cases, which we're going to get into in a moment, extremely dangerous. You know, blockchain technology, again, double-edged sword. So let's talk about decentralized Bitcoin for a moment. Now, there's a case breaking just today out of Germany where two people were running some kind of piracy site. So far, a lot of the details are sketchy. Now, they ran the piracy site until 2013, all right? Now, the interesting thing is they didn't charge Bitcoin to get on there. They made money, and then they invested in Bitcoin. Well, the government came in and seized 50,000 Bitcoin worth $2.1 billion. Now, think about that. That site had not been active for 11 years. When they actually bought the Bitcoin, it was probably worth much less. So how secure are you in these assets? Meanwhile, they want to push coins like WorldCoin, which is headed up by Sam Altman of OpenAI, the new Bilderberg, got his first Bilderberg invite last year. And if you don't know what WorldCoin is, it is a steampunk crystal ball Lochnar type device that scans your biometrics and gives you a universal basic income token. Now, the IMF is already partnered with the UN and their refugee program to have blockchain people. I've played that video dozens of times. But what I want people to see is how they're going to get people to opt into the system right now. Because if you live in the right area, you too can scan your biometrics. It will ensure that you're a human being, you know, with all the deep faking going on. And then as you interact once a month, you get your UBI or one WorldCoin. You can't make this up. This isn't the future, folks. This is now. So let's play the WorldCoin video. Download the app, scan your biometrics, get your universal basic income. And you notice how it's geared towards young people. All of this, generationally, our generation, my generation, the Gen Xers, we were targeted with the climate change propaganda. And now it's just gotten worse and worse and worse. And so in these final minutes, I'm going to bring it back around to human-brain interfaces. Because once again, Neuralink is supposed to be that chic commercial interface. Remember, it's sold to you as the idea that you're going to go to a mall kiosk and a robot is going to give you brain surgery. And don't worry, if you want to get it taken out, we're going to have it easy to get taken out as well. I just don't buy into it. And then you look at other entities that are also behind the human brain interface. And those entities include BlackRock Neurotech. Now look at what BlackRock has done and is currently doing to the economy. These are the people that we want to put in control of our brain. And the truth of the matter is, folks, that a lot of these interfaces do not have to be hardwired into our biology. It just doesn't have to be that way. You can train consumer devices to have some level of quote-unquote mind control, but they're going to sell it to you. They're going to tell you that it's going to cure depression, all right, that it's going to make people walk again. We've already had ocular implants for some time. And the bottom line to me is that I am here for technology that empowers human beings. But unfortunately, I think that this technology in particular will not only be used to enslave human beings, but empower nutcases like this guy that I'm going to play in my final clip. Because this is the mentality of a lot of these younger social climbing, predator class, post-human madmen. This is how they actually think, folks.
We're right now in a moment, like the last moment, where like things kind of have been how they have been, but they're about to change radically. And in this new future, we can't predict what's going to happen. We no longer have the ability. And so we're living in a zeroth world. And so Gen Zero is a group of multi-ethnic, multinational people who rise up and they say, we are willing to courageously step into the future. And we're willing to divorce, or open to divorce from ourselves, all human norms, all human customs, all human thought, and we're willing to say we're wide open about everything. Absolute blank slate.
That's taking away humanity altogether. You can't get rid of all of human norms or human thought without getting rid of humanity. And I'm team human, baby, and I'm always going to be team human. Folks, I'm so glad that you spent the hour with me. You can check out my stuff all around the board at Jason Burmis. I'm here over at band.video, over on the Rockfin Rumble as well. We're trying to grow the X. I do want you to check out all of my documentary films for free. You can find them on a number of platforms, many of them produced right here at Infowars.com. That's Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies. Those are my 9/11 pictures. And then if you want to see my larger spectrum pictures that I don't think could be more relevant today, please check out Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, and Shade the Motion Picture. It is not about left or right. It's always about right and wrong. I absolutely love you guys, and I hope that you get over to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the products. Spread the word. Spread the truth. Get active. It's time to look in the mirror and become your own hero, because, folks, I got news for you. You're going to have to navigate this whole situation, and nobody's coming to save you. I love you guys. I'll see you on the flip side.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.